Greetings and welcome all to the Knights of the Tabletop podcast. Every week, our intrepid cast of gamers will do their level best to somehow ruin their game master's intricately designed adventure. But without further ado, here is your game master, Scormy.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Knights of the Tabletop. I'm your GM, or this game, Guide, Scormy. We are playing, again, the end of the month, Pugmire. And quick recap, our intrepid adventurers were sent out to look. I'm sorry, this is supposed to be the quick recap. Adventurers go out, look for missing homesteaders in the fearsome forest or whatever. Find out they're attacked by badgers. Go chase down the badgers. Get captured themselves. End up turning to be really good for them as they kill off the chieftain but start slaughtering badgers left and right. And now there they are, covered in gore, and deciding what to do. But let's reintroduce everybody. First of all, we have Domina!
Hi!
Who are you playing today?
I am playing Mags.
Alrighty, and Mags is?
She is a stray and a free dog, and she is, a nonconformist, outside of society rebel, just like everybody else.
Yeah, that pretty much ended up the way everybody rolled. Alright, and, let's see, how about Bjorn? Who are you playing today?
I'm playing Colin. He's an artisan mutt who runs a little bit on the not good dog side. And
he hasn't learned to sit.
And now we have my lovely Ten Knife. Who will you be playing today?
I am still amazingly playing Sasha. I haven't died yet.
Not yet.
Who's a hunter and of common folk background and hanging on by the thread of her teeth.
Everyone seems to want you dead.
What can I say? I'm not very personable.
And it's just more scars. And finally, we have my co-host on the Pixels and Dice podcast. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio. Fearless.
I'm playing Popper. Popper is a great Dane. He's a good soldier.
A good dog indeed.
Good soldier.
Okay.
What a great Dane. Dog.
Great Dane, yes. Not good, great. Everybody says so.
Okay. So, you don't hear anything else up the tunnel out of the warren, out of the badger's warren. What would you like to do now? It's all quiet, and it is dark up above. Night has clearly fallen.
I am going to burn 2 stamina points to get 2 spell slots back.
Do it.
Would there be the opportunity for a short rest, do you think?
You can take a chance.
Take a chance. Because I think that if I don't, I will be dead next fight.
You take a short rest, you can roll your hit die back.
If you've done it this day, you can't do it a second time.
I haven't.
She didn't. They stood guard while you guys did.
Yeah.
I was just saying, if you haven't, then you...
I should do.
Can. I already did, so I can't.
So what do I roll?
You roll your hit dice.
Yeah.
You roll your D12. And I... Okay. I got 12.
You did. Did she get her con bonus as well?
I don't remember seeing that.
So, you got 12 hit points.
That heals me up.
Okay, so you're healed fully. Right.
Rolling really well on the,
I know.
That saves.
I'm doing yet.
So,
yes.
Yeah, rest for 4 hours.
Actually, a short rest is 1 hour.
I thought short rest was 4.
Oh, short rest is 1 hour.
Hmm. All right, that's much better. I'm sorry, so did you, try to get your hit dice back as well, or
no?
Oh, that's right. You weren't injured! All the attacks towards you were magically deflected towards Sasha!
In the resting period, I assume you guys have cleared the bodies away for a reset.
Well, of course. We need to keep that, building that wall to protect the, the farmer and his family.
Now, I'd like to point out, imagine if you have not heard the description of this warren. We're in a makeshift large badger's warren, dug into a hillside. It's about 25 feet long, about 20 feet wide, kind of an oval. At the end behind them, there's a narrow tunnel that kind of weaves back and forth up and out of the warren. It's of an indeterminate length. They're not sure. Off to either side, about two-thirds of the way down, there's an alcove to one side where the chieftain and his booty were, and the other side is a larder. Now, they went and rescued the homesteaders, which was an adult dog named Bob and his wife, Hilda, and their two children, I shit you not, Mutt and Jeff. So, yes, one of them is named Mutt Mutt, because their last name is Mutt. Anyway, so Bob, who was horribly tortured and is all freaked out and curled up in a ball, is... I'd like to mention that Hilda never did a damn thing during all these combats. They died too quick. She's been guarding her family. Bob and their two children are in the larder, which they've been sealing with dead bodies of badgers stacked one on top of the other, and they're slowly, Cask of Amontillado style, burying Bob and the children in the larder.
Oh, not high enough so they're not going to get hit, and then building
forward. Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
No, that'd be bad.
We are protecting them with a wall of flesh. Dead flesh. We're doing it Spartan style. We are defending our people with a wall of our enemies dead.
All right, so you rest for an hour, and there's no noises above, no one coming down.
Well, they're either in ambush or they're on watch.
Ambush would be smart.
Maybe they're dumb and haven't figured out we killed a bunch of them.
Maybe.
Maybe they were further away than didn't make it back to time.
Maybe.
I
can sneak up and check.
You can. To sneak up and get killed.
I know.
It would not be a bad idea for someone to sneak up and take a look.
Don't look at me.
I believe someone has sneak.
That would be me.
You are sneaky?
I have sneak.
Fallen the Mage is sneaky.
Go be sneaky.
With my chrono background.
Yes, yes. And it was a good choice in this matter. Considering you don't have any healers. Next time, talk amongst yourselves. Decide who's going to be the healer.
Nah.
We can decide that no.
Or you can tell Jay he has to make a shepherd now.
You are assuming that I was not creating my character at 1 o'clock in the morning last night.
Someone had his character done 2 weeks ago.
Someone's an overachiever.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Someone's been in character the whole game, too.
Someone rolled a 15 on their sneak.
Someone sneaked pretty well.
What can I... I am sneaking up toward the entrance.
Make it up. There's no side chutes.
Mm-hmm.
Go up, kind of... You claw your way up there, and you kind of look, you listen, you don't hear anything. So you carefully peek out. It's just dark. Pitch dark outside. It's always starlight.
Right.
And as you come in, there's a small little clearing just outside of it. You see nobody. Nothing. It is dead quiet out there. Just a brief bit of chittering of animals in the woods.
So there's no...
Nobody is outside of the warren.
Is the cart still there?
The cart is still there, just as it was left.
The donkey
is still there. The sheep are still hobbled. Everything just sits there.
Yeah. So.
There's no road to this warren. This warren. So it'll be slow going to get the cart out, by the way.
Okay. All right. So I go back down and report no badger sighting. There are no badgers. I don't know where they went. But they're not near the entrance of the warren. Maybe. Again, all I know is they weren't there at the entrance.
So, react! Do something!
Probably leave, maybe? Well, do you want to leave in the morning in the light?
When are the badgers more likely to be out and about?
I don't know. I am not the country guy.
You're not the badger whisperer?
And again, I am a city dog.
So like survival, see if I...
Does anyone know nature?
Yes.
Okay.
17. Oh, I got a shitty skill.
Badgers tend to be nocturnal. But, of course, these are not animal badgers. These are, like you, anthropomorphic, intelligent badgers. They act both in the day and night, although they tend to be more active at night. That's when they tend to raid.
They tend to raid at night, guys. So...
So they're probably off raiding?
Mm-hmm.
They certainly weren't down here sleeping, though, so...
They'll probably be, if they're away, then they'll be probably coming back towards dawn. So yep. We can get away, try and go back to town. Remember, we have...
Or wait to kill the badgers.
Or wait to kill the badgers. How many?
You guess there was about 12 when you were captured.
And we killed 7? 7.
You've actually killed 6, because you killed that one at the start. So... Of the 12 that you saw, you estimate you've killed 6.
Okay.
When you were captured, I should say, there was 12 there. You killed about half.
I say we go to the river. Follow the river back.
Yeah, different route.
The river is through the, dark forest a good couple hours to get to.
And we have puppies.
Otherwise, it's the entire night through the forest.
Sure, sure. I'm just saying, it's going to be a little bit of a tough slog, especially bringing along
puppies.
The puppies.
And sheep.
Are you going to bring the sheep?
Are we going to leave their all their worldly possessions?
I would say reactor will send more victims towards you, but you just killed them.
That's a good plan. We asked the family what they want to do. Yeah.
Well, they're going to want their sheep back, but...
But they're... We asked Hilda, who is a sensible woman who has not been, like, tortured into incoherence. Do you want to stay here, or do you want to attempt to go through the woods to the river and then go from there to town?
Oh, leaving would be good.
That means not taking your stuff.
Fuck the sheep!
There we go. All right.
We're out of here.
Go. Nope.
How old are the puppies? How heavy are they? Can they be carried so we can move faster?
They can be carried.
All right.
It's Bob that might be the issue.
We have rope around his neck. I'll tie it around his waist. Tie it to the wife. Okay, she can drag his ass.
Topper, I thought you were a good dog.
We need arms. To fight off if anything comes.
Nope.
So, therefore, we're doing all that.
So you want her to carry both of her children and drag along?
No. How
about if you just put them on the donkey?
Yeah.
Okay. You're right. He can ride the donkey.
All right. And then the two kids can ride the donkey.
One kid.
Swap out.
He'll put one kid in front of him. She'll carry the other kid and have a dagger in her hand.
Excellent. If something goes down, she can protect them, and we can work on killing
them. All right. Now, I assume you're going to try and move relatively stealthy? Who's got the lowest ability to stealth here? Do it at disadvantage.
I got two. 6 and a 7. So that would be A 7 or an 8? So 7.
Okay. Everything gets mildly quiet. Well, let's see. There's now that many targets.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Not
bad.
Ooh.
What are they? Pumpkin seeds? They're raw.
Those how much is that?
And peeled.
Yeah.
They're sprouted. Ew. No, it makes them, actually makes them taste like they're cooked.
Okay.
I like.
You guys are moving through the forest and the donkeys. Yeah. It's quite unnerved. So the donkey's making noise. The children are. So you're not super quiet.
Yeah.
That's okay. Hilda's trying to quiet her child. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. And her kid starts screaming. Hilda has a javelin sticking out of her chest. She did.
Great. Oh, the useful one. Which direction? Sunk.
You don't know. You didn't see. They were behind you.
Which way is the back of the javelin pointed?
Well,
she was behind us.
She was behind and she fell. It seems to be pointing one way, but you can't be sure that's the way she fell.
All right.
Guess an initiative.
No. Hold on.
Surprise round.
You gotta be kidding me. Another javelin flies out from over there! And Bob cries out, it falls off the donkey dead!
Oh,
and now there's two orphan pups.
Nice. Two orphan pups! Mutt and Jeff!
Mutt and Jeff mutt.
The donkey runs off in a random direction with a mutt on it! Mutt clinging to its neck, screaming! The other one on the ground, crying in its mother's bosom! Poor Jeff! And here comes a crazed badger screaming, running at you with his battle axe. Now we can do initiatives. I'm sorry, that was just too funny. Okay.
So we have the survival rate of the Lex.
Thank you.
Yes. Let's see, let's erase these. All right. Sasha. 23. Holy crap. Well, I guess you recovered from rolling so low.
Nice.
Topper.
11.
Mags.
21.
Oh my god. Fallen.
16.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Sasha, would you like to do something about the incoming screaming badger?
Well, I was wondering if I could grab that donkey before I actually did.
Nay. Off. Nay. Okay. That's all just too funny.
All right. Screaming badger, I'm going to attempt to shoot it. Screaming badger, that was a great shot. 14?
Yes.
I can't remember if that hit or not.
I think both of them
do a lot. They do have 12. Them.
Yep.
He's not listening. That's okay. Kill up here again. I'll play that.
I will. I'm sorry, how much damage did you do?
4.
4!
That sucks.
He struck. It's something. Mags?
I would like to top him. Is he close enough?
Yeah, you can run to meet him.
Alright. Come on, Mags. Do your damage. I chop at him. Hopefully.
Still with the great axe, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to miss completely and totally because I got a 3, 7.
You crash into him, but you do not hit him.
Okay.
He was able to duck under your swing and both slam into each other.
All right.
No damage taken. I'll give that you. I'll give you that for free.
Yay!
Yeah, so much. Follow him.
I will. Magic missile.
That's good, because otherwise you'd probably hit Mags.
Yeah, that's why I was doing that. 10 total.
He's dead! That's all he had left! Oh, he is annihilated by the artisan. He ain't screaming anymore. The children are. Well, one the screams are getting quieter as they run into the distance. Oh, but then it's not going any further away. He fell off. The donkey's still going.
You hear the scream of the donkey as it continues on.
Then the screams stop. Not the kid.
Yeah,
the donkey. Brain. You do not hear the braying of the donkey anymore.
Okay. Someone should go and get the child.
Who's it gonna be?
Topper will fetch.
Topper will fetch. You run off after the donkey.
Kid.
The kid was on the donkey.
He fell off.
Okay! Right, so you run off that direction.
Yes.
You move 25, right?
Yes.
Okay. On all fours, you do 30, don't you?
On all fours, I do 35.
Ooh, so you could do 35 if you wish.
Sure.
Okay. Now in two rounds, you'll reach him then.
Okay.
If you're on all fours.
Yep.
Okay. Otherwise, it'd have been three rounds.
Okay.
Okay. So you're first. You bolt on after him on all fours. So. That would have been him, but he did. So, yeah. Initiative's over. That's what do you guys want to do? There's a screaming child here at his dead mother.
Grab the child and head for after him.
Mm-hmm.
What? Who should grab the child? You're probably scary. Yeah.
She also uses a bow.
So one of you two.
I will grab the kid.
You know, I'll be nice. It's a bonus action to set the child down.
Okay.
I'll let you have that as a bonus or free action. It shouldn't be, but fuck it. Just drop the kid and shoot your spells.
Who is stronger between the two of them?
I have the best charisma.
Stronger.
I know.
I'm 14.
I have a 10.
I should probably carry the child.
Okay. It's not that child. It's not a large kid, so either one can carry it.
I'm happy to carry the child. I just didn't want to.
10 is still an average strength. It'll be just fine.
I just.
You have a two-handed weapon.
Yes. I did not want to further traumatize the child. Therefore, he gets to carry the child.
Yeah. I carry the child.
Okay.
I forgot.
And you go chasing on after.
Your charisma is as bad as my charisma. Yes, exactly. Now, I'm bringing real-world psychology into
what
this.
What are your moves? You won't be able to run. If you're holding onto your bow, and you're holding onto your great axe, and you're holding onto a child, none of you can run on all fours. So, your regular run speed.
30.
You probably should moderate yours to 30, so you don't get too far ahead to stay in the group. Okay. So, you moved 35, they're going to move 30, and we'll need to do new initiatives in the pretty soon. Oh, and I can add one to the chalk.
The badger troll.
Alright, second round. You reach the screaming kid. He's laying there, clinging to a tree and screaming. Crying, you know, like children do.
Traumatized children.
You go running into the bush!
Hopper is here to help.
What are you gonna do?
Are you gonna roll intimidation with it? Yes. Please shut up.
17.
That is one quiet kid.
Plus 4, so yeah, 21.
Shut up! A pungent smell reaches your nostrils!
Understood. You scare me out.
I'm surprised he had any left after what he just went through.
Meanwhile, bursting off the out of the bush on the other side comes the badger. A very angry badger. And you guys will reach on the next round. There'll be one round of combat with just you and Topper. So, initiative, sir.
That is a 9, so 10.
Okay, he goes first. He will swing at your head. You have an 18 defense, yes. Do you? Okay. Yes, he hits you but does no damage.
Okay. I'm going to swing back. Ooh, not good. 9 total.
You again hit him but do no damage.
Right.
It's dark, there's trees and bushes around. You're basically fighting in a briar patch. So, yeah. And then, Do you wish to keep your current initiative or reroll? Because they all jumped into that.
I reroll because it was like 11.
Okay. So I'll let him reroll as well.
Oh. Wow. Ooh. 19, 20.
Okay. Sasha.
18.
Topper.
30, 20.
Mags.
21.
And Fallen.
10.
The most dangerous one in the group comes in last.
Soften him up a bit and then he'll just go bleh.
All right.
Maybe it'll save a spell slot for him.
You each hit each other. You're just rearing back to go and doing it again. And out of the bushes, out of the briars, come three more guys and another child. The kid on the ground poops himself again. But he doesn't scream. The one you're carrying is screaming, but that's okay. So it will be Mags. There's a badger right there.
I want to chop the badger.
Chop the badger. Okay. Try not to chop Topper while you're at it.
17 plus... Yeah, 21.
Oh, you hit him.
Oh, not very well, though. So that it's this plus one.
3 plus 1 plus your strength.
So it would be... I got a 1.
You rolled a 1?
Yeah.
So...
I
2 plus your strength.
Wow, there's like coins still in this bowl. Whatever shall I do with the coins in this bowl?
Spend the coin, get better rolls. All right.
That's fine with me.
All right, we'll do that.
All right, you spend a fortune to reroll your damage.
Fuck. So 4, so that would be 4. So it's the d12 plus 1.
Plus 1 plus your strength.
Okay, so... That would be 5 plus 7.
All right. That was at least better than the last one. Okay.
Yes.
We need to finish this out. We need to finish it out.
I can't always cut them in two.
Topper.
Yes.
You going to top him?
I do.
Okay.
14, 18 to hit.
Yay.
Oh, that hits.
Plus 11. Total of 11 damage.
11. Yeah, he did. Minus 4.
Schwack.
All right. Everybody roll notice if you got it.
Yeah. Add advantage. That's 2.
Add advantage if you've got it. I'm sorry. If you have it proficient, roll it at advantage. Otherwise, just roll it. If you have, you can just roll notice regularly if you don't have it at proficient.
Better. 21.
So it's wisdom 19.
19. You have
21. I rolled a 7.
Fallen?
I have 4.
I rolled an 18.
No, I'm sorry. Damn, I did not roll very well even with initiative. I got 12. 23. I forgot to add.
Okay.
You had your proficiency.
Oh, wait. So I got 14.
Yeah.
All right, everybody hears at least, it appears to be at least 3 other things rushing in your direction. Through the, they're not making any attempts at being quiet. There's lots of growls and snarls coming rapidly in your direction from 3 different directions.
So, the one child is still up in the tree?
No,
he was hanging down.
Hanging onto the tree, shivering and shitting himself. The other one is crying in the mage's arms.
I put him with his brother.
All right. They're both clinging to the tree and crying. Well, no, the other one is terrified to cry because Topper said, be quiet.
Sturgeon. Works.
Okay. So, prepare for the last great battle. Oh, did I mark that one on there?
You had a direct line of incoming.
So, you got 3 more coming. So, one. Yeah, that's it. Well, it's technically one other, but he's off doing other things. So, last 3. Ooh. That is a... Yes, that's what I thought. And... I have rolled their initiatives. You gonna roll your theirs? Yours? Whatever's? I don't fucking know.
Yorn.
Initiative the shit out of this.
20.
All right. Mags, I got a 20.
22.
22.
Okay. Got a
15. Yay!
Right on.
7.
Okay. All right. You're last. That's okay. So, Mags, what's your dexterity?
Like the number itself?
Yes, the number itself.
13.
Okay, you go before the first of them. So, by 1 point, you're slightly more dexterous than them.
See why I wanted to do
that? Sasha, in burst 3 more badgers into your briar patch. You have your choice. 1, 2, or 3?
1.
Okay.
9.
You got a 9 to hit?
No, I hit him with...
I need... What'd you...
14.
Okay, you didn't tell me you hit him.
Well, I was trying to decide which one I was going to hit, but I rolled a 14.
All right. Thank you. You did 9 points of damage.
9 points.
Okay. So you're there. Okay. Mags is next.
Okay. I will strike at whichever one is closest to me.
Well, they just came in 3 different directions. So just choose 1, 2, or 3. 1 just got shot with an arrow.
I'll go with 3.
Okay, you go with 3.
20.
All right, you rolled a natural 20, right?
Yeah, well, I did.
Well, it's D12 plus 1.
8.
9. That's 18 plus your strength.
20 points of damage.
That one is gone.
How many pieces?
That's missed.
You know, he was split in twain. He basically comes rushing out, and as he does, shoot, because he had the lowest initiative of the three.
I'd like to have his top continue forward as his legs just topple over.
Cool.
Momentum.
There's that fortune point back. Cool things get rewarded. All right, so then it drops to the guy you just shot. Oh, I forgot to determine who he's attacking. Why did I roll 3 when there's 4 of you?
I don't know.
Because you forgot about one of us.
Okay. Sasha!
Yo.
He rushes at you and swings at you. He has...
himself?
Your defense is 14. He only got a 13. He hits you.
Bounces off.
And it does not damage you.
And you go.
Right. Now the set. Now the other one, number 2. It's his turn. He goes before Bjorn. Who? And who does he attack? Why, he doesn't like Topper. He really doesn't like Topper. Because he got a total of 22 to hit. So he will be rolling some damage against you, sir.
Yes,
sir. Yeah, can you absorb 11 points of damage?
Nope.
Okay, well, you took 11 points of damage.
Okay.
I'm unconscious.
Well, that's unfortunate.
It happens.
Okay, so I will mark a X there. Sorry about that.
Why?
All right. It then is Fallen's turn.
All right. The one that hit Topper. It's 9 points of damage.
He's currently just as damaged as the other one. That's not dead.
Dead.
Because that one's dead. He did really bad. All right, so it then, let's see. Bjorn can't act. And actually, no, at your action, you can make a death save.
Yes. 20. 16.
All right.
You're saved.
17 to hit.
You had a 17 to hit? Yes, that will hit.
Or 8.
I'm assuming the one, though.
Number 1.
All right. He dead, too.
Leaves that one very left.
And, yes, it comes around to Max.
18, 20
to hit. Yeah, that hits.
9. Hit. 10. 11. No, it's...
D12 plus 1 plus your strength bonus.
Okay, so 10 plus 2.
12.
He's dead.
Yeah, he is at negative 7. Gib! Even more so than the last one that got knocked to negative 6. So you just split this one in half, too.
This one I like to go bisected.
All right, he has been bisected. There's blood and gore everywhere sprayed, especially all over the kids.
Oh, it's okay. They need a bath anyways. Especially the one.
If Topper was conscious, he would apologize.
Oh, Topper's laying there quietly. The second one starts screaming again.
I would like to intimidate the child into silence.
All right.
All right.
Make your attempt. You have to intimidate?
No, I'm going to go on sheer strength alone.
Okay, so...
Or lack of charisma. No, it's on strength.
It's on strength. That's D&D.
Six, so I got an eight.
Nay. They continue to scream. Scream and whine and wail.
Roll again?
Yes.
13. Another success.
Okay. I would like to point out that the two of you haven't taken an additional action yet after the battle. Someone could do a heal attempt on him. I would suggest it.
And that is a...
Wisdom-based.
Good job!
Oh, fuck. I suppose I didn't get a zero, but I did get a two.
You did not kill him!
Eight?
Not.
Wait, we didn't get to add anything to that?
Your wisdom's...
Oh, bonus. 12.
I'm gonna say nay.
You at least find wounds. Is this anything I can roll for?
Well, now it's around to a thing. You've made two
successful
saves. Mm-hmm. First, let's have him make his third attempt.
Okay. That is a 9, so that's one fail.
Okay, you have one fail. Now, each of you can attempt to heal him if you wish.
I wish to not attempt it.
Okay, you're going to keep your hands off?
I will try. 20. And I add my... Anything
wisdom.
To it?
Wisdom bonus.
I got a 10.
It's cool, she got a 20. So you're stabilized, you're good.
Topper took a nap.
Does the child shut up?
Yeah, actually one of them does. Oh, it's moving again. Oh, shit.
Does the other one notice and shut up too?
No. They're very, very traumatized.
Topper would make a good dad.
You know, just what, I think. I think if you're better than my dad, I think we need to get out of here. Come on, kids, let's go to the river.
Somebody needs a bath.
All right.
I quickly pick up the non-smelly kid and carry that one.
Not it.
Rope. Drag.
They can walk on their own, obviously. They're like four.
Yeah, but they're slow, and we would like to get out of the badger-infested woods.
You get to the river, quickly can clean up one of the children. And you're able to move along in safety down the river for the rest of the night.
That's sad.
You're very tired.
That's sad.
But you eventually make it back to Mutt Town. And safety. Now, just so you know, these badgers were off roving. They were scouting, like the one you first encountered. And when the one came back at the end of his shift, at the end of the night, they had slept outside during the day, kind of guarding, listening, but also getting some sleep. When he got back, found everybody dead, he kind of just decided, yeah, being around here, probably not a great idea. And headed off into the hills. There was no threat to you at all. At least not from badgers. That badger will long remember this day when his entire tribe wiped out in a night.
Mysteriously.
That was so mysterious. Never trap adventurers. Never trap adventurers. Never trap adventurers.
Combination of Topper, Chopper, and Sock.
Well, that's... That is perfect timing there, as the dragon has sung. So, we have come to the end of another, well, I won't call it a fine adventure, but it was an adventure.
Topper, Chopper, Zahn, Twang. What should we do with the children? Orphanage.
Orphanage.
They could go to the commune.
Actually, there is the nearby commune. There is no orphanage in Mutt Town.
That's called the commune.
There's effectively a thieves' guild. They'll be happy to take them.
They took me in.
But there's also a local church. You know, there is a Church of Man you could drop them off at.
Commune life.
Which would you prefer?
Commune.
She's pushing for going with the hippies.
Sure, why not? Life on the streets. They did me good.
Well, the hippies figured it out before we were all dead. They actually have had a thriving commune for several years now. They'll teach them how to survive out in the wild world. Maybe they could retake their homestead in a few years.
What does Sasha think?
Sasha thinks that maybe we should have drowned the puppies, but hey. I'm dark. Joking.
Bad dog!
I'm joking.
Bad dog!
Bad dog! Besides, the hippies are all peace and love, and they're traumatized puppies, and they won't indoctrinate them into religion.
It's the Church of Man! Everyone likes the Church of Man!
Did you not read Free Dogs?
No.
Oh, Free Dogs are atheists. They're kind of under the Free Dogs.
I didn't get it.
Oh no, they don't know much about the Church of Man. They don't really give a fuck.
Oh, okay.
They tend to follow the tenets just because that's how dogs are. But they could fucking care less.
Okay.
As long as the kids aren't totally traumatized.
Well, there's currently 2 votes for the commune and 1 vote for life on the street.
Okay.
Right.
You see so much of yourself in them?
It's right.
Yeah.
Mutt and Jeff. Poor Mutt Mutt and Jeff Mutt. I will have to remember them. Of course, Padraig would be happy if you, brought them to the Adventurers Guild as well. I mean, the pioneers could always use people helping out, children who could learn and all that.
Sneakiness. Spies.
The adventurers, the pioneers don't generally do that, but
they don't have a children's guild.
No. They haven't gotten quite that far. They usually send them off to the church, but whatever. Drop them off as pages, bring them back as squires. All right.
Well, we don't give them to the corgi. Let the corgi deal with it. So she volunteered to take him to my family.
She's taking him to her family, so.
All right. They always need young bodies on the farm. It's a good life.
I was going to say, you're getting off creepy there.
Yeah, their last farm adventure didn't go so well.
Well, really? Well, that's true. Maybe they want to be in the city. You want to ask the traumatized 4-year-old? Farm is a life they knew before their world crashed down.
So we'll worry about upgrading our startup for the next month of adventures, because we're using milestone rules here. So I'm going to say you guys got to level 2 out of this. It's a good start. Anyway, this is supposed to be a long campaign. So anyway, before we finish, would anyone like to say something before we go? For example, Ted Knight, do you have anything you'd like to say to the listeners, or Pimp, or whatever?
Why do you have to follow me first?
We can come back around, but you're always to my left, so.
She's going to sit on the couch with me next time.
Check out Squirmy's websites. He can pimp them himself.
Oh, you mean Scormy.com and twitch.tv/Scormy, where I live stream Saturday Sometimes and Twitch. Sundays nights. Oh, I do Twitch. I do. Epilepsy sucks. But, yes.
Well,
Beelis.
Kind of a fan of The Rook and the Raven.
What is The Rook and the Raven, sir?
They do custom-made campaign planners and... The one that they've got a Kickstarter for right now is really nice. It's got a leather cover. It's black leather with a dragon embossed on it. And for DMs and GMs...
When does that Kickstarter end? Because this won't come out until...
August. It ends the end of August.
Okay, well, that's when this is coming out anyway, so...
So...
It may be done by now.
It may be.
But it's worth checking into. That was The Rook and the Raven on Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Okay. So search for that. Rook and the Raven on Kickstarter.
Just Google Rook and the Raven and take a look at their latest offering. It's really nice.
Okay. Bjorn, do you have anything?
No, I do not.
You have nothing to pimp.
I have nothing to pimp.
Nothing to say to our awesome listeners.
Thanks for listening.
Continue to listen. Thank you for listening.
Okay, cool. Somebody had to say it. And, Domina.
Well, thank you for listening, and please spay and neuter your pets.
Oh, that's an excellent idea. Yes.
She's our Bob Barker.
Well, thank you for that.
She's definitely a Barker.
I am.
Exactly. That's the way it works.
I know. That's what
actually, Bob Barker died.
I know.
No, in the game. Bob the Mutt.
That's true.
That's true. Bob the Barker. Oh, my God. You guys are sick.
Sick puppies?
You are sick puppies, yes. So, I do believe, unless anyone has any other objections, we'll be playing Pugmire again next month.
Sure.
Now, for October, just we'll say we'll do something a little separate for October. We'll talk about that next time, next month. Whatever. So, until next time, for Knights of the Tabletop, I'm Scormy, and bye!
Bye!
Bye! It's been fun doing quirk nom noms.
Yes!
Thank you for joining us on the Knights of the Tabletop podcast. Please return for our continuing adventures next week, and let us know what you think of the show at scormy.com, or whatever service you use to receive this podcast.